in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
I'm currently at the house where the incident occurred yesterday afternoon around 5, 6pm, where a group of people who were celebrating a birthday party were actually attacked and mass murder occurred. It seems from what police are telling us that two gunmen entered from the climbed over the wall from the side of the shop, which is next door to the home, and entered the house that way. There are 8 people who have passed on, and 3 people are in critical condition in the hospital here in Kobega. At this point in time, as I said, I'm at the house. The minister has arrived and he had addressed the family. He's now moving on to the community members and addressing him.
Have you managed to speak to any of the family members?
When we arrived this morning, the family members asked us just to keep our distance because they are obviously very fragile about what had happened. And obviously, it's a tough loss, not just for the family, but for the community members. A lot of them are distraught, and as you can imagine, this is the area known for gun violence. So even those who were eyewitnesses are too scared, to speak or to say anything as they are fearing for their lives. So overall, the mood in the home itself is very somber because, as you can imagine, yes, there was a celebration that turned into something very ugly and very sad.
As you said, this community is known for gun violence. How did residents and community members react following this incident?
This is something that was a big shock to the community, not because someone died at a bullet, because there were so many people who died at once. They are calling this a massacre, as 8 people have passed on thus far that were being killed. We're not too sure how the other 3 are faring. Not so, as I said, they are fighting for the lives of the community. It's saddened. They are shocked. I think it's just a general call, for the gangsters and the violence and the shooting to stop in the area. It's not just this area. There are a number of areas within Kobega, within the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. If we look at police reports alone for this past month, I think in the northern areas, which is also notorious for gangsterism, including this area, KwaZulu-Natal, there have been about 30 deaths for this past month. And, the month isn't even over yet. And this is not including the 8 that passed away yesterday, who were killed yesterday at this venue where I am.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.